For those of you who may have missed the memo, the email, or the announcements, Bible classes start this week. And so Monday evening, I sent an email out last night, and that'll be book one, and we'll be meeting at the church. And then Tuesday, Bible class, book three, will be meeting at our place, and then also book six will be meeting at our place. Also on Monday nights, we have worship team practice, so we want to encourage you, those of you who are aware of that, to take note of that. And then on Tuesdays, quizzing. And what time is that starting at, Eric? 7 o'clock. Okay. And then youth Thursday evenings, and that's at 7 o'clock as well, I believe. And then Friday morning, 6:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock, come and go men's prayer time. And so I want to encourage you with that. I bring greetings to you from Vitaly and Elaine. Spoke with them for about a half hour this morning. Actually, I spoke with Vitaly. Didn't get a chance to speak with Elaine, but sends their greetings. They have their own apartment. And today, a while back, I guess, earlier in the day, our day, they were trying to find a church, and they had an address. And as it turned out, they went to the church office address and hadn't gone to the church. And by the time they figured that out, it was too late to go to the church they were looking for. So anyway, continue to pray for them, for Yana and Lena, as they're looking to find a good home church. Next Sunday is Promotion Sunday for our Sunday school, and we want to remind you of that. And so mums and dads, make sure that you have your kids Sunday school for 9:30. And that opening aspect, the Promotion Sunday aspect of the service, will be in the sanctuary, and so all the youth students will be upstairs for that time. And then next Sunday, you'll also notice that there will be a baptismal tank set up. We are delighted that several have requested to be baptized, and so Elena Dirksen and Nick and Elena Dirksen. So it'll be the Dirksen clan that'll be getting baptized next Sunday. So pray for them as they look forward to that time, and as we celebrate, let's encourage them and just rejoice with them as they anticipate this day. Okay, if you've got, how many of you have got Palm Pilots or iTouches or whatever with Bible applications on them? Put your hand up. Okay, if you want to get one of those, if we all bought one, I'm sure you can get a deal through Warren. So anyway, there are good things to have, especially on a windy day like today. And in fact, I wish I had one myself right now, because that way I wouldn't have to worry about my pages flopping all over the place. I enjoyed the reading of Psalm 92. In my Bible, it's entitled as a song for the Sabbath day. We're not celebrating the Sabbath, we're celebrating the Lord's day. But it was very fitting for the Jewish people to take the Psalms, the scriptures, and to meditate upon the goodness of the Lord. Now, if you have a piece of paper, or maybe you'll just remember these, I'm going to give you several other psalms, and we're going to look at them. But I'd like you to just think about these psalms so you can meditate upon them. Maybe when you go fishing, or when you're out on a hike, or you're just wanting to listen to the scriptures, maybe on a CD or an MP3. Here's some other passages that I want you to think about. And they're all about praising God. So Psalm 92 is one of them. Another one is Psalm 96, and so I'll ask you to turn your Bibles there. And then Psalm 98, Psalm 115, and Psalm 148. Psalm 96. Now, it's hard maybe for you to imagine somebody reading this on their own, maybe listening to some of the music that we were listening to. You see, the Psalms were the Jewish hymnal. It was a place where they would take these Psalms and they would put them to song. And as we remember favorite songs, these Psalms would become their favorites. And just as we were clapping our hands and tapping our feet and so on, they had various ways of expressing themselves in praise to God. Psalm 96 says, sing a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. All the earth. And there's one day, there's going to be a future day when all the earth will sing praises and glory to the Lord. The psalmist goes on to say, sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Now that was an exhortation that the psalmist was expressing thousands of years ago. And so we're being asked today, as the psalmist was asking the congregations of his day, was to proclaim his salvation. Proclaim the salvation of God. Declare his glory among the nations, next verse. His marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, as we were singing. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the earth, of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. And when you think of the marvelous grace of God and forgiveness that you've received, we need to give God the praise and the glory. And we can do it in all kinds of different ways, but it's wonderful when we're together and we can do that. Ascribe to the Lord, the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Every time I read verses like that, I wonder if I shouldn't be trembling in the presence of God. It's true that we have direct access by virtue of our faith in Jesus Christ, but there's also an aspect in which we should be humbled by the fact that we can be in his very presence. And when we know ourselves and we understand that we're sinful, we have reason to tremble because we could come under his judgment rather than his mercy. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. Isn't that a wonderful passage? Psalm 96. Turn over to Psalm 98, just a few short verses. Here's another one about singing songs. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. How many of you like singing? We should be able to sing a lot louder. How many of you don't like singing and only sing in the shower? No confessions. I sing in the shower from time to time. Actually, I try to sing every morning. As soon as I realize the marvelous grace of God, I want to sing. Sing to the Lord a new song. Why would I do that? The psalmist says, because he has done marvelous things. In his right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. We were reading in Acts chapter 3 and 4 today. And that was very, very clear. Peter made it very clear. 5,000 men and their children and families came to know the Lord Jesus as Savior. They understood that he was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. What a privilege. What a joy to know that. The Lord has made his salvation known, revealed his righteousness to the nations. Look at the next verse. You might want to underline this verse. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. And one day when the Lord returns, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Each one shall see the Lord coming in glory. What a beautiful sight is pictured for us in Scripture. Psalmist goes on to say, shout, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music of to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Isn't that interesting how the Scriptures make it absolutely clear? The psalmists were very clear. The Lord is the King, and we are his subjects. We're to be his faithful servants. Then he goes on to ask the creation to be actively involved in this act of worship. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and let the mountains sing together for joy. Well, the mountains are a little far from here, but hey, Bill, what do the mountains look like? They look pretty good. Bill was there last week. That boy gets around. I thought I did. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth, and he will judge the world in righteousness. That's repeated again. And the people with equity. Turn over to Psalm 115. One of the things that seems to be a resounding theme here in these psalms is to sing. And you say, well, I'm not sure if I like singing. I know that some of my family doesn't like me singing. But you know something? The Lord's not too concerned whether you can sing well or not. As far as he's concerned, you sing well. As far as he's concerned, as long as you're giving him the praise and the glory and the honor, anything that you might sing, on key or off key, is going to bring him glory. Not to us, verse 1. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths, but they cannot speak, eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. One of the failures of the nation of Israel was that at some point in time in their history, they began to worship idols. You say, well, we don't worship idols, and I praise God for that. But you've probably met people, I've certainly met people who do worship idols. And they believe that somehow that God is going to answer them through those idols. The Apostle Paul in the book of Acts made it very, very clear that as he was speaking to those at the Areopagus in Acts in Athens, that God is not very far from us. In fact, he's very near to us. We need not worship idols fashioned by human hands. Psalmist goes on to say, O house of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and shield. And then he speaks to us. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Now, you might want to underline this next verse, verse 12. Remember how we mentioned the Lord remembers his love? That was repeated in one of the Psalms a little earlier, Psalm 96, I believe. Look what it says there in verse 12. The Lord remembers us. When you think that everybody's forgotten about you, the Lord remembers you. Rejoice in that. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel, bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord. To fear God, by the way, is to live in a dependent relationship upon Him. It's to live acknowledging Him as your Creator and as your Savior. It is to know that all that you have comes from Him and that you depend upon Him for your very breath. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth He has given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silent. It is we, you and I, who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148, another psalm of praise. Psalmist begins with PTL. What's that mean, Todd? PTL, what does that mean? What's it mean, Stephen? How many of you know what PTL means? That's right. Cool, man. I used to write that on all my little notes. Used to send Renee notes when we were teenagers. Lovebirds. And I'd say, praise the Lord, 10 yards. We had lots of little sayings, one way. Just think, you can do that and send your friend a note and say, PTL, praise the Lord. Well, that's what the psalmist did. He begins with, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels, praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. The psalmist is excited here. I don't know if you... Do you think you have a right to ask the angels to praise God? The psalmist did. He was so excited about his love for God and his desire to praise the Lord. He says, I want everything in God's creation to praise Him. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. Whatever our schools are teaching, let it be known that God set the stars in place. He named them one by one. Man can tell us that they came with a big bang, but God says He created them and He placed them there individually. He commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever, and He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths. One of the things I got to do when I was with Renee, we went to this aquarium. And here inside of this one tank, all kinds of different sea creatures, but this one tank in particular had some stingrays. And my wife wanted me to touch them. And so they were floating around, and as you put your finger into the water, they came to your hand. They thought I was going to feed them. I was afraid they'd sting me. Anyway, my wife held my hand in the water and made me touch them. They felt slimy. Ugh. Actually, they felt velvety, not what I imagined. All the creatures of the seas, the great creatures of the sea in the ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. What are we to do? PTL, right? Praise the Lord. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His saints of Israel, the people close to His heart. That's who we are. The people of God are close to the heart of God, and so we praise the Lord. We're going to play some games. We're going to have some fun. So it's going to be important that those of you who are cold in your big blankies, that you get up and that you cheer the kids on, even if you have to go around with your blankies. Okay? Got that, Renee? I see several of you out there who are saying, oh, this is a warm Sunday school picnic. It's a beautiful day. It's a perfect day. And if you run as hard as those kids do, you're going to be warm real fast. Okay? Let's pray, and we'll turn it over to Ben. Ben Wheeler, hopefully you'll come up here and tell us what's happening next. Okay? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the beauty of the day. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you in song. A lot of fun watching these kids do their actions and praising you. It's fun seeing your people praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your salvation as found in the person of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We pray that we might honor you in all that we say and do, not only here today, but every day for the rest of our lives. We praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.